Apport? Apportation. The spirit world can and does manipulate physical objects here on Earth in some marvelous dramatic ways, often transporting them through space and seemingly impenetrable barriers, so that they appear in places we would swear they can't possibly be. That wonderful manipulation is called apport, or apportation. Sadly, infuriatingly, and/or unfairly, the spirit world isn't always given the credit it deserves for apportation. Most often, we frantically search for any earthly explanation, no matter how idiotic, when even a glaring example of apportation occurs. Absent-mindedness, carelessness, burglars with a sudden attack of conscience. Anything but the simple truth that the spirit world tries in countless ways to get our attention and let us know they're with us. A client recently shared a typical, lovely story that illustrates the phenomenon of apportation beautifully. Her father had passed away after a long illness. She and her two brothers meticulously followed every one of the requests in his will when planning his funeral, from the music he specified to the white suit he wanted to wear, and most especially, his beloved mother's one-of-a-kind engraved, hand-carved rosary, which he wanted to be holding as he was buried. She and her brothers each kissed the rosary in his lifeless hands as a last loving farewell at the gravesite in the moments before his casket slowly descended to its final resting place. They weren't sure whether to be frightened or deeply moved when they gathered in the kitchen of the family home for breakfast early the next morning and found that engraved, hand-carved rosary gleaming in the middle of the table where a ray of sunlight could find it through the nearby window. I'm happy to report they spent only a few moments ruling out those earthly explanations I mentioned earlier. Yes, it was definitely the same one-of-a-kind rosary their father had asked to be buried with. No, it wasn't possible that all three of them had forgotten to put it in his casket with him, and then simply imagine kissing it as they said goodbye to him and watched him disappear 6 feet into the ground with it wrapped around his hands. Which meant there were only two ways it could have found its way to the middle of the kitchen table that morning. Either someone dug up their father's grave during the night without being noticed, absconded with the rosary, drove 2 hours to the family home, crept into the house, left the rosary, and crept out again without setting off the elaborate alarm system. Or their father, from the spirit world, had apported the rosary to that table as proof to his children that he was alive and well. Now, between those two alternatives, can you honestly say the first explanation is more logical than that gorgeous, surprisingly common wave from a loving spirit called apportation? And, by the way, sometimes earthly explanations are the logical, correct ones. You'll never hear me suggest that every time something turns up in an odd place or gets misplaced and then found again, it's the spirit world at work. I'm simply saying that when an object shows up somewhere that seems virtually impossible, or that you know with absolute certainty it wasn't there when you looked there earlier, just smile to yourself, recognize the probability of an apport, and say thank you to the spirit who's asking to be noticed.